1420 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Two people were killed and four seriously wounded when a man attacked a synagogue today in Manchester, England. He drove his car into a crowd and began stabbing people before police killed him. Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the nation must stand firm against rising anti-Semitism.
We must be clear. It is a hatred that is rising once again. And Britain must defeat it. Once again,
President Trump has declared drug cartels operating in the Caribbean unlawful combatants, and he says the U.S. is now in a non-international armed conflict. That according to a memo obtained by the Associated Press. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is on Capitol Hill for day two of the government shutdown.
This building is kind of empty today. Lawmakers are observing the Yom Kippur holiday. The Senate's expected to come back tomorrow and have the same vote on the same bill tomorrow afternoon.
CBS News Brief.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have a new candidate in next year's race for the state Supreme Court. Last year's contest between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel became the most expensive state court race in American history. Savannah Tolmay Olson has the details.
Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley's term is up in 2027. Liberal appellate judge and former state representative Chris Taylor announced she would be running against Bradley. But then, about a month ago, Bradley announced she would not seek re-election. She called on conservatives to, quote, take stock of failures, identify the problem, and fix it, end quote. Liberal judges have won four of the last five Wisconsin Supreme Court elections. Now, a conservative contender is entering the race to replace her. Maria Lazar has been on the 2nd District Court of Appeals since 2022. She released her first campaign video.
I am an independent, impartial judge who strives to follow the law and Constitution in every decision I make from the bench. It is time to restore that level of judicial dedication to the court. That is precisely why I have decided to run for the open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
The court currently has a 4-3 liberal majority. If a conservative candidate wins, that balance would stay the same. If a liberal candidate wins, the court would have a 5-2 liberal majority.
A proposed bill seeking to push back the enforcement date of recently adopted building codes was heard in the State Assembly Committee this week. The legislation was proposed by a group of Republican lawmakers and seeks to delay the start of enforcement until April of 2026. Enforcement was originally scheduled to begin on Wednesday, but the Wisconsin Department of Safety and Professional Services pushed that deadline back to November 1st amid concerns from the construction industry over inflation, workforce shortages, and supply chain issues. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
More green for green. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks training camp is underway. General Manager John Horst was asked if he would confirm they're working on a new contract extension for AJ Green.
First of all, yes, he's extension eligible. He is all season. Had a lot of conversations with AJ and his agent. Good conversations. We'd love to have AJ with us, you know, for a long time. And we're able to work on that. We are working on that. No one works harder than AJ. High character individual. I think he's really worked to earn that opportunity to be a high-level rotation guy for us. And, yeah, we're having the conversations, and I hope we're able to figure something out.
NFL, the Packers' bye week continues. Matt LaFleur asked if he thinks he'll have left guard Aaron Banks or right tackle Zach Tom back from injuries when they host the Cincinnati Bengals next week.
We'll see. I don't know. I think it's still, we're ways out from that, so we'll have a better indication, I would say, Monday.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Thursday afternoon and a southerly breeze with highs in the upper 70s, close to 80. Mostly clear upper 50s for tonight. Friday, mostly sunny skies, could have some records tied or broken with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, it's 76.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence.
It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers are in the big house to battle Michigan. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, we'll get you set for the National League Division Series because we'll finally know who the Milwaukee Brewers are playing and when Game 1 gets started on Saturday.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Yeah, freedom. Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd here, live from Shawnee, Wisconsin, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board back at the old world headquarters down at downtown Madison, Wisconsin, at the intersection of State and Fairchild. It is a beautiful day here in Shawnee, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. It is Thursday, the 2nd of October, 2025, and it's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We welcome you in, everybody. Glad to have you along. Zommers, it's beautiful here, not a cloud in the sky, blue skies here in Shawnee. Some of the leaves are turning beautiful oranges right across the street, but you would not like where I'm at right now because it is right in the sun and a little warm, I think, particularly for you, Zommers.
Oh, I believe it. It's pretty nice here in Madison for most people. For me, a little warm, mm-hmm. But it's not too bad. And it is very bright. Definitely a sunglasses day.
I'm wearing the sunglasses for those watching on YouTube, Facebook, and what else we got? Facebook,
Twitter.
YouTube, and Twitter. There we go. Thank you very
Twix
much.
X.
Twix, that's right. I'm wearing the sunglasses, got the Green Bay Packer polo shirt on because, you know, you're in Packer country. Anywhere in Wisconsin's Packer country, but in particular here, just a bit outside the Fox Valley to
Wrong
mix
sport,
my sports. Yeah, exactly. But it's beautiful here. And speaking of that, we're going to hear Mike Clemens has a couple of cuts for us here from the Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Going to hear from Danny O'Neill, Badger quarterback, and Jake Bowers from the Milwaukee Brewers as they are getting ready to get into the divisional championship series on Saturday. You can hear that on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. And as Letterman says, I hope one of your stations has been selected. If you're wondering what time the Brewers play on Saturday, that is TBD. That's short for time to be determined. So still waiting to hear that because later on this afternoon, I think at 4 o'clock, down at AmFam Field South, better known as Wrigley Field in Chicago, the Cubs taking on the Padres in the rubber match, as they say. Game 3, winner takes all. The Cubs and the Padres are tied up at one game apiece in the 3-game series. And so whoever wins this afternoon will head north to Milwaukee to take on the Brewers on Saturday in the first game of the NLDS, the Divisional Series. So looking forward to that on Saturday. So we'll hear those clips that Clemens provided us a little bit later on in the show. Also in Hour 2, it's a What's Worse for Today regarding beef and a fish product. A fish product that I never heard of until it popped up in the category. Zommers will school me on that in Hour 2. Also, don't forget, only 2 more days left for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. your chance to win fabulous cash and prizes. That coming up in hour two. So download, if you don't have it already, the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device, because that is the only way that you can enter. So we'll give you a keyword in hour two to win in the green and gold
contest.
Thank you. The multi-state contest, yes, as a matter of fact. And we may have some surprises here before the end of the show. Some surprise guest appearances. I honestly don't know whether it's one of those kind of shows, all right? So just buckle in, be prepared for anything, as we are, and you never know who's going to stop by here in the parents' driveway here. Lovely Sean. Up here, as Bob, the late, great Bob Uecker used to say, it's getaway day today, and so immediately after our show today, we'll be headed on the road back down to the old world headquarters in Madison, but I'm here for a couple of days. Dad is in full recovery, I can tell you, after his little oral surgery, and he's already taken laps around the neighborhood. He's feeling great. So
excellent.
We're going to be, yes, thank you very much, going to be getting out of here. Thanks for all the well wishes that people sent along. Lots and lots of news to get to today. David Cross, the comedian, he is slamming Bill Burr, fellow comedian, actor, and other comedians for performing for the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia in Riyadh. We'll talk a little bit about that. Also, didn't think this is going to happen necessarily. Some members of the Wisconsin Republican Party in the legislature are now trying to legalize medical weed, medical marijuana. We'll tell you about that. YouTube joins the long list of corporate media companies paying off Donald Trump. Essentially, YouTube agrees to pay $24.5 million to settle a Trump lawsuit. Also, with the government shutdown happening in Washington, D.C., as Donald Trump, the Republicans continue not to want to pass a bill to keep the government running. And so here are some news you can use, such as, can I still get a passport? We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. Here, just behind us, if you're watching on the stream, by the way, the video just over my shoulder is our Bucky Badger that was gifted to us out in California by our friend Kelly Call, and we take it on location wherever we can. Bucky Badger, as you heard earlier in the, and perhaps in the news break, his birthday is today, so we might talk a little bit about Bucky Badger's birthday. And I want to spend some time on this story in this first hour. Big story, in my opinion, that should be bigger. Down in Chicago last night, there was a raid by ICE and Homeland Security on an apartment complex. Not making a lot of news. And so...
Yes. Todd, in the parents' driveway, it seems Elon Musk is cracking down a
broadcasting
bit.
Broadcasting.
Okay, he's returned.
We went down for a bit. We're back. This is Elon Musk. See, once I started talking about Trump lawsuits, Elon shuts off the satellite. Are we back, Sommers?
Yes. Yes.
All right, very good. So we got that. And then we're going to talk about this ICE raid in Chicago last night on an apartment complex, which is not getting the coverage that I think it deserves. Number one, it's disturbing from a legal standpoint, but equally as disturbing, quite frankly, to me, is the lack of coverage this story is getting, in particular by national media. ABC News 7, if you didn't hear, is all over this in Chicago, but the national media pretty silent on it. So I want to spend time on this ICE raid in Chicago. But first, closer to home in the state of Wisconsin, we have governor news in the race for Wisconsin's governor 2026.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you feel me near you? Tommy, can you see me? Can I help to cheer you? Ooh.
That's right, Tommy Thompson, former four-time elected governor of the state of Wisconsin, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this afternoon, seriously considering another run in 2026. I kid you not. According to the Journal Sentinel, one of the state's most popular governors, He is considering taking another shot at running for his old office. Tommy Thompson, who is governor between 1987 and 2001, said this week he is, quote, seriously considering, unquote, joining the 2026 Republican primary for governor. Quote, I'm still looking at it, and I'm seriously looking at it, unquote. Thompson, age 83, said in an interview on WTMJ, quote, so that's what goes into it, but no decision has been made. But it's certainly something that is not too far removed from my brain, unquote, Thompson said. Thompson did not return phone calls from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Earlier this year, Thompson downplayed the idea to the Journal Sentinel, but noted he's still, quote, in great shape, unquote. If elected, Tommy Thompson would be 85. Let me say it again. If elected, Tommy Thompson would be 85 when he would take office in January of 2027. He was elected governor 4 times, served as President George W. Bush's health secretary. In more recent years, Thompson served as the president of the University of Wisconsin, then known as the UW System, leading the consolidation of universities through coronavirus's pandemic. He stepped down from that position in 2022. Thompson also considered launching a new campaign for governor in 2022, a decision-making process that included paying a visit and politically genuflecting, in my opinion, as I add that in, editorializing, to Donald Trump down at Mar-a-Lago when the president was between his 2 terms. A bid for governor by Thompson would scramble the Republican primary field that has already been disrupted by an abrupt departure from by Whitefish Bay Manufacturing CEO Bill, don't read my social media, Barian, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany are the only major Republican candidates in the field currently. This is news. TMJ Journal Sentinel reporting this, that former Governor Thompson, I don't know. I mean, first of all, 85 years old is what he would be if he won and if he got sworn into office when he went into office. Think of that. Like, I mean, 90 years old after he would finish another term if he made it that long.
Yeah, that's just crazy to me, especially like age is such a huge thing in American politics right now. And that's pushing it farther than it has been.
Look, I mean, I saw the governor, former governor, at the Republican National Convention last year, and I mean, he looked great, looked fantastic. I've seen him on other news things. I know people that have visited him at the farm in Elroy. You know, seems to have all of his faculties and doing well. But I think it's hard when Donald Trump and Republicans like Ron Johnson attacked Joe Biden for running at age 83, and now you're going to have, you know, Tommy Thompson potentially not being sworn in until he's 85.
Right. And
look,
even if he has all his faculties right now, once you're at that age, it's a sad reality that you don't know how long that will last.
Yeah. I just think that when you make it a point politically to attack the other side for running candidates that are too old, right, at 83, tough to make the argument that, you know, being 85, you're going to make it as far as politically it goes. Now, I've learned over the years, never count Tommy Thompson out. You do that at your own detriment. Nobody is a better retail politician and knows Wisconsin better than Tommy Thompson. But don't forget, he also lost a race to Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. And she ran a great race against him, and he fell into his own trap. I mean, that great motto that, you know, Tommy Thompson isn't the same guy you remember anymore. And largely, unfortunately, I think that's true in terms of his politics. And if he was the Tommy Thompson was governor back in the 90s, you know, that would be a refreshing change of Republican politics to run like that. But I fear that he will run as a Trumponian MAGA Republican in order to get the nomination, should he throw his hat into the ring. Look, he was a great secretary of Health and Human Services. I think he did a great job as president of the UW system. Certainly got a lot of play for his work during the coronavirus pandemic. But, Governor, enjoy your time at Elroy. Go ride a tractor and leave the politics to other people right now. We'll come back, talk about ICE raids in Chicago, an important story. Don't let them miss it. Stay with us as the All Ball Show on location on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Building confidence and changing lives every day. The SWC YMCA is here for your family, located in the heart of Wisconsin Rapids. Welcome fall with a splash by attending the group swimming lessons provided for all ages. It might be cool outside, but it's always warm inside the pool. Go online today at www.swcymca.org for class information and sign up. The SWC YMCA is here for all ages, from youth to silver sneakers, where a healthy way of living is everything the YMCA supports. Come start your health journey together.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If they lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Title Ball Show, live on location from Shawnee, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. Hear a lot of you. If you come out here late at night, not late, but later in the evening here in Shawnee, Wisconsin, and it's a beautiful, beautiful clear. You can see the stars and you hear the crickets chirping. And if you listen carefully, you can hear rabid Packer fans just outside of Lambeau Field chanting, "Go Pack, go. Go Pack, go." By the way, we should say, I think starting tomorrow, we'll have details on this one, but later, our friends over at the movie, at the new with Sean Hannish and Paul Jacoby Berry, who are on the show here last week, Zommers?
I believe so.
Their new film on Packers, the Packer movie, I think they go on sale tomorrow. So we'll remind you and give you details on that great new Packer film.
Yeah.
You
can
well.
Check that out at nopackersnolife.com.
Thank you. Nopackersnolife.com. Opening up later on this month, we're going to bring you more details as that gets closer. So exciting to be here in northeastern Wisconsin during Packer football season. Want to go a little bit further south than Green Bay and spend a little time on this. I know it's in Chicago. I know it's in Illinois there. But I think it's important that we talk about this and this great reporting by the local ABC affiliate, Channel 7 Eyewitness News, out of Chicago. Many of you know I try to consume different national media broadcasts, in particular, fan of CBS This Morning. And I watched they have this thing in the beginning of the show called The Eye Opener, Your World in 90 Seconds. And this story did not make a mention. Now, in fairness, did I see every second of CBS this morning? No, not. I did not. But I can't imagine that they put this story in between. There was a story that ran today on Taylor Swift. And God love Taylor Swift. But I'm going to read part of this story, which I don't read a lot of stuff, I don't think, anymore. But I'm going to read part of this because I think it's important. And I don't want to get it wrong. And the story itself is disturbing from a legal perspective, from a constitutional, from an American rights perspective. But I find it equally disturbing in these times that our national media is shying away, or at least apparently shying away, from these sorts of stories. It's my feeling that if this had happened under a Barack Obama administration, a George W. Bush administration, a Bill Clinton administration, that the national media would have been all, they would have had national reporters in downtown Chicago or in this neighborhood where this happened. It'd be the top headline. And now, after Jimmy Kimmel was taken off the air for a while, and the Trump administration and Sean Miller within the Trump administration, these other people bullying national media corporations, suddenly stories like this just don't get talked about. So I'm going to start this here a little bit, and we'll come back and finish it up after the farm news. Headline: ICE agents raid South Shore apartments. Trump says Chicago could become military training ground. Dateline Chicago: immigrants and customs enforcement agents raided a South Shore apartment building overnight as the city braces for a possible military deployment. Residents and neighbors are speaking out about what they call a traumatic event. Quote, "My building is shaking. So I'm like, what is this? Then I look out the window, it's a Black Hawk helicopter," unquote, said witness Dr. Ali Muhammad. I'm going to stop right there. The federal government brought in Black Hawk helicopters to raid an apartment building in Chicago. I mean, if that doesn't grab your attention, I don't know what does. Back to this story by ABC 7 in Chicago. Wednesday morning, i.e. yesterday morning, DHS agents, officials, said in a statement, quote, "In the early morning hours of September 30th, 2025, allied federal law enforcement agencies with the CBP, FBI, and ATF executed an enforcement operation in Chicago's South Shore area, a location known to be frequented by Tren de Aragua members and their associates. Some of the targeted subjects are believed to be involved in drug trafficking and distribution, weapons crimes, and immigration violations," unquote. Again, that from Department of Homeland Security. The agency said 37 people were arrested. ABC 7 spoke to one woman who lives in the building. She said ICE agents took everyone in the building, including her, and asked questions later. Quote, "They just treated us like we were nothing," unquote. Fisher, the woman's name, said she came out to the hallway of her apartment complex on the corner of 75th and South Shore Drive in her nightgown around 10 o'clock on Monday, only to find armed ICE agents yelling, "Police." She said, quote, "It was scary because I have never had a gun in my face," unquote. They asked my name and my date of birth and asked if asked me, did I have any warrants? And I told them, no, I didn't. Fisher said she was handcuffed before being released about 3 a.m. And she was also told that if anyone had any kind of warrant out there for them, even if it was unrelated to immigration, they would not be released. Fisher said, quote, they like piling up all of us on the backs of the other side, and there wasn't any room to move nowhere. Direct quote, obviously, unquote. She was shaken up. She wasn't worried about grammatical, English at the time. Back to the story quickly. Citizenship application video captured the chaotic scene, and neighbors say there were dozens of ICE agents. What do you make of this? ICE raiding a building in Chicago, an apartment building with Black Hawk helicopters. Give us your opinion. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We'll come back, discuss it, take your phone calls after this. Stay tuned now. Pam Yonke, the Farm News, is next on Civic Media.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
World Dairy Expo truly is Wisconsin's time to shine as America's Dairyland. It's the meeting place for the global dairy industry. The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection also gets involved as it welcomes international delegates to the state to further relationships between dairy sectors. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you here on the Midwest Farm Report. We're checking in with DATCAP Secretary Randy Romanski after the break.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Randy Romanski tells us about the international connections made here in Wisconsin at World Dairy Expo.
We had five groups come into DATCAP yesterday from Central Asia, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Armenia. Five groups in yesterday. Morocco is going to be here this week, which is great. We actually did a trade mission to Morocco from DATCAP, and as a result of that, established some communication, some relationships, invited people here, and they're going to be here. And that's very exciting that we see that kind of turnaround. But there are always delegations here from Central and South America, Southeast Asia delegations will be coming through, all with a great way of showcasing Wisconsin dairy and making those connections for Wisconsin farmers and businesses.
Secretary Randy Romanski along with us. I've got more agribusiness news on the way.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Wisconsin really took the cake during the international Guernsey shows at World Dairy Expo. Cadence Farms Lovely was the winning six-year-old and older cow. She was named grand champion and senior champion of the International Guernsey Show. Lovely belongs to Cadence Farms of New Glarus. In the International Junior Guernsey Show, New Glarus was in the spotlight again as natives Brittany Taylor and Layla Schuler exhibited the grand champion and intermediate champion Donnybrook Ammo Stevie, the top of the senior three-year-old cow class. From World Dairy Expo at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for your Thursday afternoon at a southerly breeze with highs in the upper 70s, close to 80. Mostly clear upper 50s for tonight. Friday, mostly sunny skies. Could have some records tied or broken with highs in the mid-80s. It's 78 at our studios.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Dresser, the Associate Director of the High Road Strategy Center. We talk about workers needing an actual, fair, and living wage. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin, just west of Green Bay. Got the Green Bay Packers shirt on. Pack have a bye this week, kind of trying to recover from a couple of tough losses. We'll get a couple of clips from the great Mike Clemens, Matt LaFleur in particular. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Also, we've got the green and gold text win context in hour two and what's worse. That's the fun side of having fun doing it. But pursuing truth wherever it may lead here at 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock is this story, this great reporting by ABC affiliate in Chicago, Eyewitness News Channel 7 in Chicago. A, the story is disturbing, in my opinion, but also the lack of national media attention. And I think it gives us here in Wisconsin pause for concern on a couple of different levels. A, for some people listening to this program right now in southern Wisconsin, what I'm talking about here, this raid by Department of Homeland Security this week on an apartment building in Chicago using a Black Hawk helicopter, amongst other things, happened less than 2 hours away from you. And if you don't think that this could happen in the near future in downtown Milwaukee or other places in Wisconsin, you're sadly mistaken. Number two is my concern for the lack of reporting by major, at least up until now, trusted news organizations like CBS News. And let me make clear, there are some great reporters at CBS News Radio, at CBS Television, great people doing great work. These, in my opinion, these types of decisions not to cover these types of stories are made by producers and executives who are being pressured by the Trump administration not to report these types of things, in my opinion. So let's set it up again. I know we got phone calls, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Do not hang up, as our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, we see you on the lines. We're going to get to that in a minute, but I just want to reset this. So this is in Chicago, south side of Chicago, this week, about 10 p.m., Black Hawk helicopter and armored vehicles and an FBI, ICE agents, Department of Homeland Security descend an apartment building without apparently, allegedly showing warrants, just start rounding everybody up out of their doors. And people are understandably shaken. A little bit more of this story from Eyewitness News Channel 7 ABC in Chicago and then to the phone lines. Says citizen app video captured the chaotic scene and neighbors say there were dozens of ICE agents. Quote, this is from Alicia Brooks, one of the residents. Quote, as I got to my unit, i.e. apartment building, to stick my key in the door, I was grabbed by an officer. And I said, what's going on? What's going on? He never actually told me. He said I was being detained, said Alicia Brooks. Neighbors like Ebony Watson say they ducked for cover as they heard several flash bangs. Quote, they were terrified. The kids were crying. People were screaming. They looked very distraught. I was out there crying when I saw a little girl come around the corner because they were bringing the kids down, too. Had zip-tied the kids to each other, Watson said. That's all I kept asking. Where is the morality? Where is the human? One of them, the agents, literally laughed. He was standing right here. He said, and it's, I have to edit it for radio, F them kids, unquote. Watson said trucks and military-style vans were used to separate parents from their children. Other neighbors said agents destroyed property to get into the building. They had a big 15-inch chainsaw with round blades on it, cutting the fence down, said witness Daryl Ballard. We're under siege. We're being invaded by our own military. This happened in Chicago. To think that it's not going to come to Wisconsin is simply naive, in my opinion. There's more to the story. We're going to get to it here by this great reporting from Channel 7. But why is this not making national headlines? Why is this not the top news story right now? I think, unfortunately, too many of us know. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Charles in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Charles, thanks for holding on. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, I am sick of everything this administration is doing. There is nothing positive that came into this man being back into office. For all these sycophants that wants to say, oh, we're glad he's back in, there's nothing positive about him being back in. This is all hateful things. My wife had said something about a helicopter in Chicago, and I said, no. I said, that didn't happen. And come to find out, this really did happen.
Yeah.
I am sick to my stomach. If they're not lying about something, they're claiming they care about kids. They're covering up, releasing the Epstein files, knowing that it was pedophiles out there raping little girls that could probably still be doing the same thing to other little girls. There is nothing positive about this administration. So when conservatives call and or talk whatever on news space, whatever, and say, oh, this is the greatest thing ever that he's back in office and he's doing what he said he was going to do, just because he said he was going to do what he said he was going to do does not make it right. And when you don't have Republicans to speak out and say this is not okay, then you have to believe that they're okay with what he's doing.
But and Charles, go ahead.
I know, Todd, that I'm not trying to paint everybody with a broad brush, but you have to speak out against this. You can't say you're a friend with somebody of color and not speak out against the horrific things that this administration, not only are they doing, but what they're saying about people of color.
This agreed,
all
Charles.
About, angry, agreed. Upset.
But I'm sorry, I was trying to get, we got a bunch of calls. I just want to make sure everybody has a chance. But before I let you go, but I think of all the important things you said, one stuck out that you're, I mean, and we don't know, we never met, but you call into the show. I know you listen. I consider you an informed person and correct me if I'm wrong, but your wife brought this up and you said, no, that can't be real. Look, you're an informed person and you didn't even necessarily know about this. And so when you talk about that folks on the right, conservatives are saying, well, that didn't happen. Think about it. You're someone who listens to, I'm assuming, a variety of news. You didn't know about it. Now think of someone who lives in a news silo. And so those folks, they earnestly and honestly believe that this is a lie because they never hear about it. And I think that's the challenge we are up against.
Yeah.
And again, I agree with everything you said. I'm just saying that's what blows me away is that this is not being reported by major news sources. And so it makes all of our jobs to find connection that much more difficult. Agree or disagree?
Right. Agree. But you hit it also, Todd, when you said that they're probably scared to say something because he is attacking all
the news media.
Yeah.
Well, I just think, look, I mean, I think those of us who have the privilege and the honor of having a microphone have to speak up and tell the truth in these times. And that's why I'm proud to work for a company that stands behind us on that. Charles, I appreciate your call as always. 855-752-4842. Talking about this incident in more than an incident, a raid on a Chicago apartment building on the south side by Homeland Security using Black Hawk helicopters, amongst other things. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, thanks for calling. What's see you.
I see. This is outrageous. I grew up in the 50s in Germany, and we had many German friends and heard the horror stories and know how the Gestapo just broke into buildings and homes in the middle of the night and took people. And this is exactly what's happening here in the United States. And people need to wake up. And people need to speak up, and we can't allow this to happen. Everybody needs to know about this. And I've been on my phone forwarding this information to everybody I know because I think it's important that people know about this, and we can't agree with this. We have to speak out. It's horrid.
And I think you're doing exactly the right thing, Ollie. I appreciate what you're doing because you're helping other people understand. And we can all do something. Doesn't matter whether we're able to get out and about. Doesn't matter whether we can give money to a cause. We can all do something. And informing our friends, our family about the truth, voting, all these things do empower us. But I hear the fear and concern in your voice. When I read this, I had the same reaction as Chob. Like, is this real? And it turns out, yes. But thank God we still have great reporters in Chicago like ABC7. We have the privilege of this network across Wisconsin. And we have great folks like you, Ollie. So don't give up hope because the more we speak out, the louder our voices are together. Thanks, Ollie. I appreciate you. Thank you very much. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, thanks for calling. Let's see you.
Didn't know about it either, but I'm going to say something that probably some will say is controversial about the agency ICE itself and these $50,000 bonuses when you take. First of all, I look at them as nothing more than a modern-day bounty hunters, especially the ones that insist on covering their face while doing right. This. And that's all they are in my mind, and I'm going to bet when it's all sorted out, too, here's something that a lot of people disagree with me about. I don't care. I bet you're going to find out many of these people that took the $50,000 are the type of cops that were badge heavy in the beginning and had problems in the departments they worked for.
Yeah, well, I like any other vocation, as someone who supports law enforcement, but like any other vocation, you're always going to have a few bad apples in the bunch. And right. I think you're probably right, Dick. The wrong folks are taking these jobs.
Yep, I really think so. True law enforcement people would stay in their jobs.
Right.
And do it the right way.
Yeah. Well, much like the generals and flag officers out in Virginia this week who never applauded for Trump, who never applauded for Hegseth, and found what they said to the military deplorable.
And it was.
Yeah,
and
it
was. They haven't continued with that long enough either. If that would have been Joe
agreed.
Biden or anybody else, can you imagine?
No, I can't. I can. Thanks. I appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Mount Horeb. Troy in Mount Horeb listening on WMDX. Troy, if you can do it quickly, please go ahead.
Yeah. Pretty much echoing what everybody else said. I'd been listening to or watching CNN for an hour after I got home from work yesterday, and they hadn't mentioned a thing about this, and my wife told me about it, and I'm like, no, that can't be true. I would have seen it by now. And so I looked it up on my phone, and I found it. And I'm like, why wasn't this on the news while I'm watching it right now?
Appreciate it, Troy. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. We've got it here. We'll continue talking about this major story in Chicago after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta-potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta-coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta-potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta-potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. Six more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin, as the sun starts to go a little bit lower in the sky here. Some beautiful pumpkins courtesy of my stepmom, Mary, in her lovely garden behind me here. We're going to get into some lighter news, some fun, some green and gold text to win trivia in hour number two. But I want to take more time just to, I think this is an important story that is going vastly underreported. Going to take some phone calls as well, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. This is courtesy of ABC7 Eyewitness News. Thank goodness for great local reporting in Chicagoland, because the national news media, in my opinion, much of it now afraid, under threat from the Trump administration for their licenses, are simply not reporting this. And to sum it up, on Monday night, around 10 o'clock, Homeland Security with FBI agents and others, ICE, descended upon an apartment complex in the south side of Chicago. They used Black Hawk helicopters on a residential apartment building, amongst other equipment, claiming that there was Trenda Agua gang members in this building. And that justified this complete overuse of force, reportedly, allegedly, The law enforcement did not show warrants to enter these. They broke down doors, cut through using big 15-inch saw blades, essentially attacked a residential American apartment complex in Chicago. This was a chilling comment in this eyewitness news report, Channel 7, ABC in Chicago. Quote, Marlene Sanders' boyfriend was detained, Sanders said. Quote, they had the black people in one van and the immigrants in another van, Sanders said. They had the black people in one van and the immigrants in another van. I've hung out with a lot of folks that weren't, quote unquote, born in the United States. I'm not sure how you can identify a, quote unquote, immigrant by their pigment of their skin. Never knew that was possible before. Of course, we all know it's not. And to round up and separate people by the pigment of their skin, put in vans, using zip tie to tie children together and separating them from their parents and putting them in vans by the United States military or by government agents and ICE and Department of Homeland Security in the United States of America. Back to this story. The FBI confirmed on Tuesday morning that they were helping U.S. Border Patrol carry out targeted immigration enforcement operations in the area, adding that they have been supporting these efforts at the U.S. Attorney General's direction. Destruction was left behind inside the apartment complex with doors blown off their hinges and holes left in the walls. Immigrant advocates and elected officials gathered to condemn the overnight enforcement. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Gene in Eau Claire, listening on WCFW The Tap. Gene, thanks for listening. What say you?
Wow, thank you so much for this information. I mean, now this is my personal opinion, and this is acts of terrorism committed by the President of the United States, in my opinion. Attacking America brutally, attacking health care, education, the economy, everything, utilizing brutality, chaos, lies and physical attacks. This is outrageous, and everybody needs to share this information with those they love. Say, this is just for your information, because I don't know how much more American can fight back as he gets worse and worse, and he should be taken out of that office. But unfortunately, the people with the R after their name keep making excuses and are okay with this type of behavior. I think it's outrageous, and I hope every American is fired up as I am. Thank you so much for your service to our country there, guys. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate you. And that's, look, I understand this is disturbing news. We talk about this, and I don't come on. I'm trying to present it as calmly as I can and factually without unduly ginning people up. I'm not here to make us scared or feel bad, but I think that we all need to hear the truth, and we all need to hear what's going on in our country. And it's, as I said at the top of this hour, not only is this story that we've talked about, courtesy of ABC Eyewitness News Channel 7 in Chicago, about this raid on a domestic apartment building, not only is that disturbing and scary, what's equally disturbing is the lack of reporting by what's known as legacy or mainstream media. That this wasn't on CBS This Morning. That I haven't seen this trending on, and I'm not saying it's not out there somewhere in some national media. I mean, one of our callers said that watching CNN, never heard a thing about it. And as Trevi Olson, our friend from the Lincoln Project, likes to say, if you are supportive of Donald Trump, think about, what if this happened to your side? What if Joe Biden sent in Black Hawk helicopters to go after somebody in your small town, your next door neighbor? But look, we've all had neighbors. We thought, well, what's going on over there, right? That seems like a lot of cars stopping by there late at night. What's going on there? Look, there's always going to be bad actors in every town, people who are dealing drugs or whatever. But do you go in and raid an innocent person's apartment, break down the doors of an innocent person's house without a warrant, without explanation, zip-tie children, separate people by the pigment of their skin with no direct cause other than that there was, you know, bad actors in this neighborhood. Come to a very dangerous point in the United States of America. Have to speak the truth, speak it clearly, and take action at the polls. Back with a lighter hour two. Don't go anywhere. Your chance to win green and gold cash and prizes. Don't go anywhere. The Todd Allball Show live on location in Shawnee, Wisconsin, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump may be seizing on the government shutdown as an opportunity to reshape the federal workforce and cut programs favored by Democrats. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi reports.
Caroline Levitt also said today that the layoffs will be in the thousands.
At the CDC, where the upheaval began weeks ago,
we don't have the workers available to meet the needs of the public.
Health communications specialist Yolanda Jacobs. More than 400 pro-Palestinian activists aboard 41 vessels were detained by Israeli naval forces today as they sailed toward Gaza. Deborah Potta reports from Tel Aviv.
Virtually all the boats from the Global Sandwich Flotilla and those aboard have been transferred to an Israeli port where they will be deported back to their homes.
Hamas, meanwhile, continues to consider its response to President Trump's latest proposal for ending the nearly two-year war. CBS News Brief, I'm Cam.